Hello?
Hi, it's Terry in?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Terry, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good, Sam. Yourself?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Looks like I received your web registration. You wanted to get a little info on, was it both of our equipment financing and working capital programs?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So
actually, what we're trying to do is we're trying to consolidate our existing equipment loans, and we're adding some new equipment.
Okay. Okay. So just a couple of basic questions to start off. I kind of want to confirm everything that we have on file, so we're starting off accurate. The name of the business, is it Jenkins Plumbing and Excavation?
Correct. Incorporated.
Okay. Oh, incorporated. All right, nice. That was my next question. So you're incorporated. All right. And how long have you been in business?
Well, actually, I'm third generation, and I bought my father out July of 99.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right.
And we've been around a while.
Does that make you the 100% owner now?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So when... How far back does it go, three generations? What years did you guys first start?
I think my father took over a section of the business from my grandfather, I believe back in the mid to late 70s.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And then my grandfather, he kept the store end of it. My dad did the service end of it.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So let's see. And what? Let's see. Plumbing excavation. All right. All right. So that's basically what I need, just to give me an idea of a platform to start with, what programs are going to be available. There are a lot of different programs depending on, you know, what the specific need is. So, you know, from the sounds of it, you know, you want to consolidate a couple existing loans, and you want to bring on some additional equipment, right?
Correct.
Okay, so first...
We're actually trying to expand is what we're doing.
Oh, okay. Nice. What type of expansion are you looking at?
Most of our work, probably 90% of it's been underground utilities, water lines, sewer lines, septics, gas, drainage, you know, earth-moving equipment.
Uh-huh.
And we're branching more into the drain cleaning and service end, and eventually I want to get full-blown into the heating and air conditioning.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. So is that the new equipment that you're looking at? Is that to get over towards that?
Yeah, service equipment.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, let's focus on that new equipment first. How much equipment, what type of equipment, and have an idea on cost?
Drain cleaning equipment, basic service equipment. We're looking between $25,000 to $30,000.
Okay, and that's multiple pieces?
Yes.
Okay. Any idea on how much they cost kind of individually or?
God, it's hard to say. I mean, we're looking at a sewer camera that's like $8,000. I don't know. I'm kind of looking at package deals. So it's kind of hard to give an individual cost.
Sure, sure. Now, are you looking to purchase all of them from the same vendor?
Yes. Well, possibly.
If they have it all.
Yeah, I mean, we're still kind of ironing out those details.
Okay.
I mean, like, all my drain cleaning equipment's going to come from one vendor, but my sewer camera might come from another vendor.
Okay, I got it. All right. And, okay, now, as far as the existing loans, what are you looking at there? What do you have?
We figured them out, just revised them this morning. We're about $185,000.
And is that all equipment?
Yes.
Okay. $85,000... So they're all set up separately. Any idea how many individual loans you have there?
Maybe five.
Okay.
One's a bank loan, which is kind of a, like, I don't know if you call it a blanket loan. I mean, they've got, for a truck we purchased and different things over the years, just been kind of a bank loan type deal.
Okay.
Another one's just for a triaxle dump truck. Another one's just for an excavator. I kind of got a big mixed hat here.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. A variety of different types.
Right. Okay. And what we're looking at partially in consolidating all that is we can get our monthly expenditure down.
Sure. Sure. Okay. All right. Now, okay, because we have such a variety of kind of different items on each end of this for, you know, the new equipment and the existing equipment, it's going to be kind of, I'll kind of have to do a little, you know, fact-finding gathering session. I'm just going to, I'll gather a lot of information from you and then try to put together what I think are the best options to move forward. I have a pretty good idea on what you want to do as far as, you know, consolidate. You got these five loans, somewhere around $185,000. You'd like to get to a lower monthly output on there. On the equipment, we're looking at a variety of different pieces, probably somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000. Could be from multiple vendors, could be from one. Now, looking at them separately, what's your time frame on bringing the new equipment on?
ASAP.
ASAP. Okay. Okay.
I've already started some advertisement on it, and we've got some equipment we can work with. It's just we really need to update and add the newer equipment into this.
I gotcha. Okay. Now I'm gonna keep trying to narrow this down as far as kind of the path that we should take here. So I got a couple more questions for you to see what we're working with. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like top line revenue?
Last year we were right around $600,000.
Okay.
Of course, our years vary. You know, some better, some. You know what I mean?
Okay. Any idea how you're tracking this year?
This year we're probably going to be right around 450 to 500.
Okay.
Of course, it's an election year, so everything's slow.
Yeah, everything holds off until November, right?
Yep, pretty much. Then we'll get flooded in November.
Yep. I know it. Now, right now, do you have a very kind of seasonal aspect to the business? Does it fluctuate with the seasons?
You know, it's kind of tough for us that way because some years our summers are busy and our winters are dead.
Uh-huh.
And other years our winters are busy and our summers are slow. I think it kind of boils down to an age factor of the city we're in. You know, because like one summer we'll do nothing but sewers all summer long. And then another year we'll do nothing but water work all summer long. You know, I think it's just an age difference in the different areas of the city that we're in.
Yeah.
But yeah, typically January, February, we're dead. There's just not a lot going on.
Okay. All right. How about the most recent couple of months? What's it look like? Have you had some solid business?
Oh, yeah. We're busy every day.
Okay. Nice.
The only thing that puts a kind of a hurt on us during, like, big political years and that is school work, government work, anything like that. It's just nil to none.
Yeah, everything's kind of put on pause to see how things shake out. I know how that goes. All right.
Yeah,
now,
cause typically we'll do one to two school jobs a year, and that's usually our big ticket item for the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So kind of waiting to see if that big ticket comes in.
I'm not planning on it for this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. More than likely, we'll start bidding again come February, March.
Okay. Now, how about as far as your personal credit? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I think I'm like right around 670, 680.
Okay.
And I think the big killer to me is I just got so much against my credit. that kind of cosign for everything.
Oh, okay. So are those, are the existing, you know, five loans that you have, the 185, are they showing up on your personal credit?
A few of them do, yes.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it. All right. Now, something nice to keep in mind is a lot of the programs that I'm working with here, they're not going to show up on your personal credit. They're going to go on the business credit, so it's not going to leverage that personal credit for you. It's a little positive. Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of looking to get a little personal relief.
Exactly. Okay.
Because I try to do anything personally, and then I got to go through a whole explanation that I guarantee everything for this business, you know.
Now, I definitely think, at least for the new equipment that you don't already have in place, that you already did the personal guarantee on that existing stuff. For the new stuff, I can absolutely get you financing that's not going to touch the personal credit. It'll all be on the business credit. So I think that's something that just on the basis of it seems entirely possible and feasible for us to get done. On the existing loans, it's going to be a little complicated. So I guess what I want to say is if we were to prioritize this and tackle the new equipment first, then look at, consolidating the existing loans second, is that something that you'd be open to?
I don't know. I really don't want to take on another payment with my existing payments right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, right now I'm paying out almost 10 grand a month in payments.
Yeah.
So I don't, until I start generating more revenue from my new expenditure or my new direction we're headed,
uh-huh,
I really can't take on another payment.
Yeah, and the reason that I ask is just because that overall number of $185,000, it's pretty large compared to what your current sales are. So it'll be a stretch to get something that will be able to cover that entire $185,000 plus the $25,000 to $30,000 that you're looking for the new equipment. Just relating it to your sales, which is it's a primary factor in getting approved. Now with the credit being around 680, it's just under the national average, but it's still going to be something that we can at least try to get the equipment financed traditionally, and that would be primarily based on credit. So I know this can be a little confusing just because there's a couple different routes we can take here. We can finance the equipment traditionally based on the credit, and if we can get that approved, there's really no cap as to what we can get the new equipment approved for. But on the existing loans, to get those reconsolidated, your sales are going to be a major factor. Usually we're able to do 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So you would be looking at something along the lines of like 90,000 available, which doesn't come close to that 185 for the full reconsolidation.
Okay.
So I guess that's kind of why I'm saying if we can prioritize these, get the existing equipment done first and try to shoot to get that financed traditionally, where it won't bite into that 90,000 that's available to you. So then we can take that 90,000 and put it toward the existing loans that you have.
Okay. Maybe I can look at that and put the 90,000 towards some of the higher interest.
Exactly that. We can pick out the more expensive ones and try to tackle those first. And then one of the things about these programs is the working capital side of things, it's a renewable source where once you get midway into the term, say we set you up on, I don't know, like a, let's do a 12-month term to keep it easy. Say we set you up on a 12-month term. Once we get you midway in, about 6 months in, you're then eligible to renew for much more, like a larger number when it comes to cash that's available to you, and the terms would be a lot longer once you're an existing customer. So if we can first tackle the expensive ones, knock those out, then come up to the renewal period where you can get additional funding, and then clear out the rest of it. Okay. Just because to be upfront with you, I don't think we're going to have a one loan payoff solution right up front for the total amount that you have. The best bet would be to prioritize it, get the new equipment in place for you, and then take a look at just eliminating the expensive loans that you have, get to the renewal period, and then clear out the rest of it. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of like an incremental approach, just because the total amount, it's just not going to be available right now.
Okay, but I mean,
go ahead.
Speaking on the new equipment.
Yes.
Part of this is a couple of vans that we're looking at leasing them. I'm just wondering if I'd be better off to purchase them versus a lease.
Yeah, there are definite advantages to both sides of it. It kind of depends on what's important to you. The leasing, it's going to be, it'll probably be less upfront for you. Was there a specific reason why you were looking to lease them first?
Basically I'm just trading in one lease on a truck that's just not working for us and looking at leasing two vans.
Okay.
Now, I've got the lease in place, I just haven't signed for it yet.
Okay. Now, was the cost of that built into that 25 to 30 for the new equipment that we were initially talking about?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, the vans are right about $25,000 each.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we got a whole lot going on here. I think probably the best approach, because there are so many different options that we can take in handling it, is first, let's get you approved and see exactly what options we're working with. It might narrow it down a little and make the picture a little more clear. And we can do it pretty simply. It takes about 24 hours to get an answer, and then from there we'll know what our actual options are, as opposed to just having, the full field that we're working with for all these different avenues that we're taking. I think first what I want to do is just get you approved for the max amount and see what we're working with there. Now, to do that, I'm going to need a few things from you. I'm actually going to send you two applications, because there are going to be two separate programs that I'd like to see if it's available for you. So it'll be two applications, and then I'm just going to need 6 months of the most recent bank statements, as well as the most recent business tax return that you have. From there, I can go ahead.
What schedule of the tax do you need? The Schedule C or something?
Yeah, the Schedule C. That's exactly it. It's the Schedule C from the tax return, the bank statements, and the applications. And then I can put all this in an email for you too and list it out. But if you can also give me kind of a description of the existing loans that you have and their totals with all of that, just you can kind of just type it out like in the email and send a summary. Or if you have the actual contracts, you can send it over. But from there, I'll be able to piece together a clear game plan to move forward.
Okay.
Does that sound like all stuff that you have handy, the bank statements, the tax return?
Oh, yeah, we should have.
Okay, so I want to verify the email address that I have. It looks like it's jenkinsplumbinginc@hotmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put together the email right now with the two applications. I just need you to fill both of those out and then send me the list of documents that I need. Once you get that back into me, I can send it to underwriting. They'll give me an approval. I'll shoot for the largest approval possible, and then we'll work backwards from there and see what our best options are.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line, Terry?
Uh, No, I think that was enough information to take in for now.
Okay, yeah, it's a whole lot thrown at you, but I promise it'll get a little more clear as we get this thing moving.
Yeah, just remember, I'm a plumber, not a banker.
Yeah, there you go. I'll keep it as easy as possible.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'll send it over to you right now. Are you going to try to get that back to me today?
Yeah, I'll try to. I should be back in the office here shortly.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it out to you now, and I'll be looking for it this afternoon.
Okay, thank you much.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep, bye.